in all its reality and all its truth. And as you breathe out, you speak to yourself to remind yourself that all humanity is divine. So breathing in, I am divine. Holding for a second while you know it, so it's accomplished. You didn't do anything, it is so. And humanity is divine on the out-breath. And do that several times, silently or out loud if you want to speak it. Humanity is divine. What all of our practice is about is being here now, in the middle of this current collective chaos. And spending a little time, a few minutes, every day, spending a few minutes every day free of distractions. So it's kind of like we say to our mind, yes, all that stuff is going on out there. And yes, in the closer out there, around me in my life, there are things going on that may be uncomfortable or distracting or hard. And in this moment, I am here now with Morningstar and with the team that I work with to help mankind, our team. And our team is with us whether they are on the call or not. At a being level, we reach out. You could imagine that now. Reach out with your energy hands and touch all the members of the team, the ones you know and the ones you don't. Touch them all and say, hi, I'm here with you. We're here together. We together create a powerful beacon of light, like a lighthouse in the fog, guiding the ships in a safe way. We create a beacon of light together that is very, very powerful, very strong, very nurturing, very reassuring. And that encourages us to do what we're doing, to be free of distraction for this moment, to be here now. So some of our teammates, when they feel the call like that, they put their left fingers together. They may put their hand on their heart. And they are here. They are now. They are with Spirit, who is always here now. They are with us, so to speak, and we are together. And even if they're in the middle of a meeting or driving or doing something that requires some concentration, they may be having a nice deep breath and be going, oh yeah, I'm here now. That's right, I'm remembering that I'm here now. And they may not know we triggered it, and they may know that, but it feels good to be in the now, and they are in the now. It's safe in the now. safe in the now because we know that if there was genuine danger, our survival instincts would kick in. We'd be completely focused on running, fighting, saving, doing whatever we needed to do in that moment. We'd be completely focused on it. And all of our organs, everything would shut down except what we needed for survival, and we would be ready to take action. Since none of that's happening, we know we're safe. There is no threat. The disapproval of people around us is not a survival matter. It's just mildly unpleasant. As long as we care what they think of us, it will be mildly unpleasant. When we are no longer concerned with what they think or don't think, when we are busy being us in our expanded wholeness, it's the most interesting experience. Sometimes in the middle of a heated conversation with a family member, I pop right into that place. And what's the difference? Well, oftentimes the conversations are about what's wrong with me. And I find myself saying things like, well, I can't become the person you want me to become. I only know how to be me. I can do the best I can not to do the things that bother you or upset you. But I can't change myself into whatever it is you want. And that's different than the people we know who say, well, I'm just the way I am and you're going to have to live with it. That's not screw you, I am who I am. It's I get that there are troublesome things for you in who I am, but I'm unable as a human being to become someone else altogether, so I will do my best to be mindful of what you require to feel good, and I will care about your feeling good. But we are in a conversation, and then if I bring myself to the space we're in right now, I put my hand on my heart, or I don't have my hand on my heart, I just suddenly pop into this space that is just love. Just loving them just the way they are, with all their needs and desires and upsets and insets and all their stuff. Just loving them just as they are. Just loving me just as I am, with all my needs and desires and upsets and so on. And there's just a peacefulness there. And I find myself smiling at them. Not a condescending, superior, they're all better than you kind of a smile, but a genuine smile, smiling at their antics, smiling at my antics, smiling at what we're choosing to create for ourselves right now, and aware that in this moment I'm no longer creating it for myself. I'm loving myself as I am. And that's the difference. So when you're connecting into this now moment, let yourself love yourself as you are. Feel it. Be with it. As you are is your personality, whatever that is, each one unique and individual, your mind, your body, your thoughts, your feelings, and your eternal spirit. So reach out now and bring yourself close to your spirit. Feel the presence of your spirit in your life, every moment of every day. Feel it now. And you can acknowledge to yourself that sometimes you forget But you will find if you are in this space, you are not judging or criticizing. You're just acknowledging. You're like a seven-year-old who says, this tire is too heavy for me. I'm so glad you're here to help me lift it to our soul. I'm so glad you're here to help me learn how to do what has never been done by all humankind before, and that I have come to kind of show the way, not by preaching, not by teaching, not by talking, by being in the moment with my spirit. And for me, opening my eyes. Opening my eyes in present time, in this space. Opening my eyes. And when I open my eyes, I interrupt the tendency that I personally have to close my eyes and disconnect from my physical experience while I do my trance work. So I'm trying to bring my trance into my human experience. Eyes open, comfy, sitting in the bed, in the quiet of my little cave, surrounded by family pictures and treasures and piles of stuff that I haven't found where to put yet, surrounded by all of that and seeing it all and feeling it all in a beautiful and soft and sweet way. And that's our practice. And if you have any sense of critiquing yourself, then you could perhaps bring your hands into play using your fingers, opening both hands, palm up, closing your right index finger and thumb, so you're lightly holding on to the self-criticism, allowing any places where I feel like I'm not doing it enough or that I am not enough or I'm not meeting somebody's needs or any criteria I've ever had in this whole life of how I am supposed to be. And of course, that's one side of the coin. And the other side of the coin is anything I have about everybody else and how they are supposed to be. Just holding it lightly and then letting it go. And then putting the left fingers together and acknowledging our divinity. I am divine. I am whole and perfect just as I am. I am unique and individual, and everything about me is just as it is supposed to be. One of the teachings in my own personal life is that I'm very fast, and my husband is more slow. I have a higher frequency, he has a lower frequency. I speak a lot and sometimes very quickly, and he doesn't speak nearly as much. Like most people who don't speak a lot, when he does, he's worth listening to. He says something, if you're really listening, he says something that will be very valuable. And we are very different. And I often feel like he disapproves of me for being who I am. That doesn't mean he does. It only means I go to my default program. We all have them. If you're feeling like anybody doesn't approve of you, you are in your default programming. When you're in spirit, with your left fingers together, and you're reminding your whole self that you are, in fact, part of the whole of all the created fields in the world, part of that which we sometimes refer to as spirit, or God, or the divine, or the creative field. We have a million words for it. When you feel yourself there, you'll notice there is no tendency to criticize yourself, and there is no tendency to criticize others. You find yourself in a peaceful, joyful, accepting, and that is having the experience of being human as you right now. And you let that go, and you come back to your right. Any feelings of judgment of yourself or others, or criticism, or trying to get it right, or whatever comes, pops into your head, that's what you're working on. And you don't really need words for it, because it's a feeling. I'm a word person, so I'll almost always find words for it. But some people don't do that. They don't have words for it, but they have the experience. And it doesn't feel good. That's why we're putting it in our right hand. We're letting it be part of our human experience. And we're letting it become more comfortable. So you open your right fingers and close your left fingers and reconnect with your divinity. And you open your left fingers and close your right fingers and reconnect with your self-expectations and the expectations of others and your expectations of others. And you open that and you go back and close your left fingers and connect with divinity, where everything is. It just is. The way your neighbors act is. The things they say is just in the moment. Just is. What you do is. What they say and do is. What you expect of them is. And what they expect of you is. And all of the stuff around that is just not there. You are divine. Therefore, you are human. And you are having an experience. And you let that go and go back to your right and close that and let it open and close your left and let it open and close your right and let it open and close your left. And as strange as it may seem, you will notice if you sit there doing this for a little while, close the right, open it, close the left, open it, close the right, open it, close the left, open it. You sit there doing that left, right, 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 left, right. And then you go back and you focus on your right hand and you look for the feelings of disappointment or expectation or whatever the unpleasantness was that you put into your right hand to begin with, and you will find it has become a little like fog, a little smoky, a little, it will have dissipated. It will have faded. It will not wrench you quite so hard as it did at the beginning. That's one way to do it. Another is to do the four phrases of the Ho'oponopono. I love you to yourself. I'm sorry to yourself. You're always speaking to yourself. As strange as that may seem sometimes, I love you. I'm sorry that I have gotten so disconnected. I've forgotten how wonderful you are. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. all the techniques that we've worked with over time lead you in the same direction. They all help you to neutralize what you have created with your mind that is making you uncomfortable. And sometimes you have remarkable shifts in your physical or emotional or spiritual experience. And sometimes all that happens, for example, the electricity was out for a couple of days and it was inconvenient. And there were things about it that were uncomfortable. And I was at peace with it the whole time. I prefer electricity. We have it now. I'm cleaning the house because it gets a little messy when you have no water. And because we're on a well, you have to be very careful with your use of water when the pump isn't working and the pump is electric. So I prefer this. And we all have our preferences always. I prefer harmony with my beloved. I prefer the moments when we're really in harmony. I much less prefer the moments when we're not. And I'm always grateful that he's here with me today, in this now. I'd like to have a little ditty, and one of our teammates is a songwriter, and so we may come to her and we may say, would you write us a little song? I'm here now, I'm here now, this is how it is, whatever. Write a little song for us, and maybe we'll get her to record it, and she'll put it on the I Being the Light page, and we can all practice it. And then we can sing as we're doing the practice, which frees us up to be in the playful, joyful dancing mode rather than the solemn, serious, doing it right mode. That's a really good thing for me because I've been solemn, serious, and trying to do it right my whole life. So loving myself. You say that in your head, loving myself as I am. If you found something that's been bothering you, when we say goodbye, you can continue with your fingers or the Ho'oponopono or the Sedona method or any of the methods that we've used. You can use any of them or your own, whatever, something you like. Like one of our members has something called the Flash, and I like it a lot. She's going to teach it to me. And then maybe we'll be able to teach it during a practice day. Any technique stops you from listening to your mind. So that's what they're all about. My mind often says, well, if he loved me, he would approve of me. He'd like me the way I am instead of always criticizing me. That's my mind talking. And if I can interrupt my mind and say, well, okay, you do that over there, maybe. Maybe you're right. I never argue with my mind because that's getting involved with my mind and I don't want to do that. I love my mind. It's useful to us. I don't want to get rid of it. I also don't want to keep listening to it and believing it. So the mind is going on and on saying what it's saying. And I'll interrupt it and say, okay, let's put everything you just said into my right hand. And I'll hold it lightly and let it go. And then I'll remember who I really am. I'll remember the being. Somebody is speaking while we're doing this, so if you could just mute, that would be good. Oh. And it's all perfect. It's a moment of awareness. That's all it is. So take a moment to love yourself. Think about laughing and dancing and playing with yourself today. and this brings our practice to a close. I'm always grateful for all of you and how you keep me on task with this. It's really wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for your encouragement when you text me. And thank you for your contributions through PayPal, Morningstar and Michael at Gmail. And thank you for being here at 8 o'clock in the morning and 3:30 in the afternoon to help the practice be a part of my way of life and to help me listen to my soul and share with you whatever my soul says. And we are going to reschedule our practice day because we all really, really love the getting together and doing it together. And we're thinking about adding a Zoom piece to that so that if you can't come, you could maybe be there in Zoom presence. But we're still learning about some of these pieces. And so we are glad you're here and that you're patient with us. And we hope you have an absolutely amazing afternoon and evening with your beautiful soul self dancing with you every beat of the way. And we are complete.